the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the old folks are gay. Well, the corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom while the birds.
Dino, that's a song called My Old Kentucky Home. And apparently they break into song on Churchill Downs just prior to the running of the Kentucky Derby. So our next guest, I wonder if he's been practicing the lines to
singing along.
Yeah, Jason Witham of Sky Racing is on track at Churchill Downs. Jason, how are you, mate?
Well, I'm starting to talk with a little bit of a twang already, Ray.
Have they burst into song yet, the crowd?
No, not yet, not yet. It's okay. Coming, it's coming. It might be far away. But there, my old Kentucky home, that's one of the famous traditions, of which there are many over here, as you're well aware. It's an amazing place.
Exactly. Is this your first time to Churchill Downs, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. First time.
It's an extraordinary place, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Opportunity too good to miss, Ray and Dean. It was just tacked on to the end of a trip with a couple of mates over here to play a bit of golf. And I thought, well, while I'm here, why not come to the Kentucky Derby? So, and through, a couple of contacts I've got through FanDuel, mm-hmm. doing a little bit of work through them, able to get a couple of tickets. And it's been great. It's an amazing experience. Yeah. It's just like, all the big race days that we have in Australia on steroids.
You've picked a good year, Jacob. It's the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby and America's most famous race. And I've been lucky to be to Churchill Downs, not for a Kentucky Derby, but when you walk around that track, it does pay tribute to their great champions. Every Kentucky Derby winner's got a plaque on the grandstand. And if you notice, Jason, the Triple Crown winners are in gold writing, so like Secretariat or Affirmed, etc., stand out. And there's a little tribute, little statue of Secretariat out the front as well, Jace.
Oh, it's amazing. And of course, a couple of justifiers going around in today's race as well.
That's it.
The latest Triple Crown winner and the biggest crowd, Ray, that ever came to the Kentucky Derby was American Pharoah's years back in 2015 when there were 175,000. Today, I'm told it's around 165,000 people. It's organised chaos. It really is. But, I mean, to try and describe it is difficult. The dress wear is incredible, Aussies like to dress up and go to the races, but this is just next level, people are encouraged to dress with flamboyance and extravagance and some of the suits you see the guys in and some of the frocks you see the girls in, it's really out there. People are not shy.
Fair enough.
To get dressed up, and it's great, It's the sensory overload, how I describe it. Fantastic stuff,
Jason, you mentioned a few moments ago the traditions that go with the Kentucky Derby. One of those is the mint juleps.
Yes.
Have you had one yet? And if so,
I have.
What do they taste like? Ray has been
horrendous.
Quite critical of them.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm not so critical. I did partake. So I laid off them yesterday. So I came here overstay. I had to get a little bit of content for Sky and social. And so I was working a little bit yesterday. And then last night I went to FanDuel, put on a bit of a do. So I thought, I'll try a mint julep. And after the third one, I had to stop. They were like, my God.
Rocket fuel. What's the percentage of it?
Rocket fuel.
What they are. They're a dash of syrup, a little mint leaf, and a cup of bourbon.
It's just rocket fuel. That's what it is.
Tell you what.
I love the mint julep. It's a mint leaf. That's it.
It sounds like a pretty innocuous drink, doesn't it, really?
Hey, Jay, speaking of the race, there's a lot of talk that it's sort of down to the favourite Fairness and Sierra Leone, but for our Australian listeners, there's a horse called Just a Touch that is raced by John Stewart. Of course, he's the American billionaire who's just taken world racing by storm. He was the underbidder at $9 million for the wink-stealing filly here at Easter last month.
Yeah.
And is he on track? And is he as big a news over there as he has been down here in Australia?
Well, yes and no, Ray, is how I describe it. A lot of people I talk to, I tried to catch up with him, actually, but a lot of people sort of, in the game, sort of didn't really know a lot about him. But then there are others that really know what he's about. He's made a big splash. He was out here today early this morning, handing out Just a Touch Kentucky Derby hats to anyone that wanted one. I mean, he does marketing on a next level. He's big on social media. you know, I mean, he mentioned the underbidder on the Winx filly. Of course, he bought that $3 million on Invincible Booker filly, didn't he, and a few others as well. So he's spending up big, and, you know, he really knows how to do it well. So, yeah, Just a Touch. Look, obviously, you know, bred to get the trip and have a Triple Crown winner and Justify. It's got to be a chance. So there's been a couple of other Australian connections as well, Ray. I don't know if you noticed yesterday the Oaks winner yesterday was a filly called Torpedo Anna. Mm-hmm. And she is named after our great Ian Thorpe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Thorpedo, yeah.
Her owner, Mark Edwards, he has a daughter called Anna Thorpe, T-H-O-R-P, who's actually a really champion high school and state swimmer. So he called the best horse he's had Torpedo Anna.
Love it.
She won the Oaks.
Love it, yeah. Hey, Jace, I know Dino wants to ask you a question, but just before I go to Dino, Greg Radley is obviously driving down to Sky for his show this morning, and I'm with Greg here. He says the best way to describe a mint julep is bourbon with toothpaste. It's horrendous, Dino. Yeah. Anyway, for me, I couldn't stomach it. Yeah.
No, that's right. I don't think I'll have another for a while.
Jason, just take us inside, for those that haven't been there, myself included. Churchill Downs, it's a racing complex which is based in South Louisville, I understand.
Middle of suburbia.
So what's around it? I mean, is the atmosphere in town great? Is there much around the racetrack itself?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not far from the centre of town. There's a buzz all around Louisville. So they call it Louisville. The locals, I found out. Not Louisville, but I've been told that. So Louisville. There's a buzz everywhere. From the moment you arrive at the airport, they've got garlands of red roses. You know, the run for the roses. They've got, you know, display horses and opportunities for photo shoots. To all the bars and restaurants have, you know, racing theme. It's quite remarkable. Even driving to the track today, you know, people trying to make a buck, with signs for parking. You know, it's the whole town sort of buzzes through the Kentucky Derby throughout the year. I mean, it's not, you know, it's obviously not as big as a Sydney or Melbourne having a huge event of this kind, but it is there. Their feature event of the year and their number one week. I mean, it's a three-day carnival, really. It starts on Thursday. Well, it's a week long, really, but for 3 days. They call it Thurby on the Thursday. Yesterday is Oaks Day. There was over 100,000 people here yesterday.
It's amazing.
And then 165,000 people here today. People fly in from all over the states for the Kentucky Derby. It's as well known as, you know, as our Melbourne Cup or what's becoming our Everest now. In terms of its, its notoriety within the country, and it's just an incredible experience, you know, to walk around here, and the one of the major differences you find is the waft of cigar smoke that you find everywhere there.
It's everywhere. Hey, Jace, I don't know how long you're there for, and if you had a chance yet or not to visit the Muhammad Ali Museum in Louisville. If you've got a spare, well, for me, I needed 4 or 5 hours and there were tears. It is so good. If you get a chance, you've got to go and visit that, mate.
Well, I might try and get there tomorrow, right?
It's worth it.
Full systems go so far, but it's a great place and, you know, I'd love to get back here. It's just an incredible experience to come to one of the world's most iconic events, really.
It really is. And you're
I'll give you one little story as well about a horse that you know you might want to have a dollar on to cheer on as a bit of an American takeover target. So a horse called West Saratoga goes around in the Derby, trained by a guy called Larry Demarete. He's 74, been battling cancer for many years. He's from the Bahamas and left the Bahamas several years ago. And the only thing he wanted in his life was to have a Kentucky Derby runner.
Wow.
He's now based at Lexington, which is only an hour and a half up the road. So we bought a horse for $11,000 called West Saratoga. His owner grew up on West Saratoga Street. And he is the first black trainer to have a runner in the Kentucky Derby since 1989, which kind of surprised me. He's only got 11 horses in work. He's run horses in the undercard tier a few times before, and this horse won a Group 3. Might not be quite up to it today, but that would be the real fairy tale story if West Saratoga could have the red roses.
He's $81 on Tab Fixed Odds. The favourite, as I mentioned earlier, is Fierceness at $3.50, yeah. Trained by Todd Pletcher. Sierra Leone, the Godolphin horse, is at $3.90, Just a Touch at $11. The race is due at this stage, 8:57 a.m. Sydney time.
Yeah.
But it's all they always run late over there, Jace. Hey, Jace, wish I was there with you. It'd be a fantastic experience. Enjoy the day. And, look, thanks so much for joining us, mate.
Yeah, no worries. Just before I go, there's a big tip for Fierceness here. Todd Pletcher, the Hall of Famer, thinks he's the best horse he's ever had. So I'm gonna trust him on that one. So and another tip for Forever Young, the Japanese horse, Graham Dean. For Yoshida Yahagi, who of course we saw come to Australia and win the Cox Plate with Lise Brasseur in 2019.
That's it.
He's won Breeders' Cups, and he started his career, Yoshida Yahagi, with Neville Begg back in at Randwick in 1981.
That's so a little Australian connection there, too. Hey, Jace, really appreciate you taking time out what should be a great day. Enjoy it, mate.
Absolute pleasure.
And we'll be crossing live to Churchill Downs about 8:57 for that race. Thanks so much,
Jace. Stay away from those big juleps. Otherwise, you won't remember it.
Might go and have one now. All right.
Thanks so much. There's Jason Witham.
Okay. See you, right. See you then.